little bit more keys and more of my guitar, please. Good evening, everybody. For those of you whom I haven't met, I'm Al. Please put your phone on mute because the most important person you'll hear from in the next 2 hours won't use the phone. He has been known to ring your phone when it's on mute. But if he really wants you, he'll vibrate you. If the Lord should give you something to share, scriptures, visions, dreams, prophetic words, please see my bride. She's been raptured and we're left behind. She'll be the one standing up here, or me. If we have flags in our hands, please don't approach us. It hurts us because we try not to hurt you. You are free to worship any way the Lord leads you. I know that's a pretty radical statement, but seriously, we want his presence. I'm going to start with a prophetic revelation, and then we're going to go wherever the worship team takes us in the heavens and minister out of that. There are many, 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 many things wrong with the world. But we're here to change it. We are the world changers. And we're the only ones that have heaven's answer for earth's problems. And as it was in the school of the prophets with Elisha, the world and the governments should be coming to the body of Christ for the answers and the solutions to the problems that we are all facing today. So yesterday morning in my time talking with the Lord, this afternoon, he told me to tell you, I'm a part of a small but increasing group called AA. Aging athletes. And so he speaks to me a lot through things that are happening many ways, but in major sporting events. So yesterday morning, I was just minding my own business, praying for the country. And I don't care what football team you're for. Here's what he spoke to me. The picture of the Super Bowl this year was a revelation to the body of Christ. It was forecast to be a high-scoring, freewheeling game. But most of you know that for three quarters, it was defense. And as much as the enemy tried to ram through his agenda, the Patriots were able to put up a defense to stop it. But eventually, the enemy tied the game. That's where we are right now in New York State. The enemy thinks he has taken the upper hand. But 7 is the number of completion, and late in the game, the Patriots, those who are standing for the victory and the freedom that is ours for Christ, scored a completion, a touchdown, 7, and went on to win. the Lord says the enemy is going to try to ram his agenda through by keeping the body of Christ silent. No more. Your being here tonight is part of the no more. It doesn't matter if it's one or two or 20,000. He has a remnant that he's waiting to stand up and say, no more, into the heavens. So tonight, that's where we're going. This is a no more darkness night. This is a night to release the proclamations and the declarations of heaven, and he's going to speak to you in them. We will record everything. We will transcribe the prophetic words and send them back out through the email list. If you're not on the list, see me afterwards, and we'll add your name to the list. But we are the ambassadors of the Most High in the earth. And the enemy is trying to ramrod the government of hell into New York State. No more. So let's worship the Lord and let him take us into his throne room and the revelation that he wants us to walk in. Amen. And oh, so you know the end of the story. The 3 points at the end of the game was to say that the Father, Son, and the Spirit will rule and reign in New York State.
the enemy taunted me, and he taunted me about defeat. Oh, the enemy taunted me. He said nothing, nothing can break through. Oh, the enemy's taunted you. Oh, the enemy has taunted you. He's taunted you about defeat. He said nothing could break through. But the Father says, I hold you in my hands. I hold you in my hands. And I hold the victory. And I hold the victory.
We're in a Second Chronicles 2020 moment right now, where the Lord is about to ambush our enemies. Our worship releases the angels to set up the ambush of our enemies. That's where we are right now, is setting up the ambush of the Lord through our worship.
I am in your hands. I am in your hands. I am in your hands. And you hold the victory. I am in your hands. I am in your hands. I am in your hands. And you hold the victory. We are in your hands. We are in your hands. We are in your hands, and you hold victory. We are in your hands. We are in your hands. We are in your hands. Release the shout of victory. Victory yesterday, you won it 2,000 years ago. You didn't do it just today for the first time. We are not woeing for victory, we are woeing from the victory that he won 2,000 years ago. It was finished, it was finished. So we enter in. Victory, I am in your hands. receive victory.
What Keith is singing right now is very key for where we're going. If you don't receive his victory called deliverance or ground level warfare, deal with it right now before the throne. Receive the fullness of the freedom that Christ died to give you, because we're going to a place in the heavens tonight where you need to be free. He just showed me portals of light, and I asked him what it was, and he said it's your prayer rooms. It's the places where you have been praying every day. He's opening a portal of his presence over your secret place, so that you, from the secret place and the provision and the protection of his presence, can begin to war in the heavens. But first we got to deal with it here. So as they worship over us, worship over him right now and get free from whatever it was that tried to hold you back today.
You're my healer.
nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible.
It is written, and most of us believe, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But tonight the Lord's asking us, will we love not our life unto the death? That's what this song is all about. Is he more than enough? If he's our healer, he's our deliverer. If he's our provider, he's our protector. But he's asking us if we are a laid down people. By the way, you don't die of disease. You don't die of accident or injury. You die when the Lord says, I want your breath back. It's his. He put it in us. The first breath and the last breath and everyone in between are his. And so he's asking us tonight, will we love not our life unto the death? When your answer is yes to him, it means fear can no longer stop you from doing the assignments the Lord has sent you to do. Because fear of death is the final fear you have to conquer. Is he really our everything? Is he really more than enough?
I trust in you. Oh, I trust in you. I believe you're my healer. I believe. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. Oh,
when he talked about the Lord preparing a banqueting table, part of the tradition of warfare was to have a big, huge feast, a very noisy feast, the night before the banquet, and the sound was to scare the enemy. That's its whole purpose. And when he said that, the Lord showed me we are at a banqueting table, and the sound of our worship is to scare the enemy. Drive him out.
Thank you.
And the Lord would say, I have released angelic principalities over this region. Get over the term principality, for the enemy has counterfeited what I have done. But I have sent large principality angels over this region to respond to the sound of my children. Do not look to see who is worshiping, but lift your worship unto me, for those principalities are waiting to do their assignment based upon the song that comes from your heart and out of your mouth. Know that I have assigned them specifically to the places where you will worship. And as you gather to worship, whether two worship or whether 2,000 worship, is for me to know. But I've assigned the principalities to go upon the sound that you release into the atmosphere. They already have their assignments, and they already have those whom I've assigned as watchmen for them to watch over and to move in response to your worship. Know that I am going to release even a new sound and song in your heart that will release the angels to war in a way that will cause even the governments in this state to bow their knee before me and wonder what happened. For I'm about to blindside that which tried to blind my bride, and I'm about to remove the noose that has been placed around the bride's neck, so that as you worship, your sound will crescendo and get louder and longer. And as you worship me in a pursued and persistent manner, I am already stationing other angelic principalities to come and release you into signs, wonders, and miracles. I am opening the eyes of my bride to see in the spirit realm. She will see the hosts of heaven more than she will see the principalities of hell. And she will see what I have designed the angels to do. And when my bride speaks those things, the angels will go. I'm releasing in new measures my gift of discernment and word of knowledge, so that you will know not only what you are addressing, but when it is to be addressed, and the angels will do the work on your behalf. Know that the sound of worship is about to change over this region, over this state, and over this nation. Ago, I assigned angels over this region, and I released a principality clothed in rainbows, and I told you his name was Promise. And he is still waiting for my bride to speak the promise of my word over this region. And as you do, Promise will release the miracles that you have been asking me for.
Your promises are true. Your promises are yes. Your promises are so be it. You got it. Yeah. promises are yes, your promises are true. You're yes and amen, so be it, you've got to just speak it out. It is true, so much truer than the circumstances that lie. So just speak it out, look again, look and look again. Remember the promises that he spoke, and let the unbelief just fall away as you speak it out. Speak it out, because his promises are yes and amen. Those promises are yes and amen. Those promises are yes and amen. So be it, go do it now. Yes and yes and amen. Those promises are yes and amen. Those promises are yes, they are true. So be it, go do it now. Not a man that you would lie. They are yes and amen. You are not a man that you would lie.
Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen.
And so what the enemy has lied, so what the enemy has assembled himself, do you think that slows me down? You gotta be kidding me. Why would you think that he who would be a toothless lion would ever intimidate me? No, it's just a setting. It's just a backdrop that I'm allowing. It's the special place. It's the very special place that I have designed. And I have worked out, 'cause there's a very special thing that happens in the presence of your enemies.
So as the worship team was singing, your promises are yes and amen, I heard this conversation go up to heaven. But we're passing through the valley of the shadow of death. And the Lord said, my hand is bigger than the valley. Go through. Go through. In other words, stop looking at the valley and follow my hand, because my promises are yes and amen.
My weapons are praise and thanksgiving. this is how I fight my battles again in the valley. In the valley, I know that you're with me. Surely your goodness and your mercy follow me. So my weapons are praise and thanksgiving. This is how I fight my battles. Spirit, bring a scene to your mind where you felt withstood, where you felt a failure, where you felt the sting of separation, and allow the Holy Spirit to show you that you were at that moment actually surrounded by Jesus.
as Keith was encouraging us to see the Lord, some said, "But I did not speak out for you." And the Lord said, "In your silence, you did not deny me," which was the enemy's plan for you in that moment. Tonight I am giving you boldness to speak when I say speak. You have the authority to condemn that accusing tongue that said you let me down, but you did not deny me. So you did not let me down, because I was surrounding you even in that moment when the enemy was tempting you to deny me.
Unconditional victory, it's unconditional victory when I'm hidden in you. Oh, I am hidden in you. It was a lie that I was separated. It was a lie that I had drifted. It was a lie that you did not see me in that moment.
See yourself as a son and a daughter? Do you see yourself the way Father sees you? Because He sees you as a valiant warrior. You are His son. You are His daughter. You are equipped with the armament of the throne room. Let it sink deep. Doubt and unbelief no longer have a place in your character. When Jesus said, "It is finished," we just sang, "It is finished." That means your sonship, your daughtership is complete. And all He's doing is pouring His glory into you so that you can release that. as a weapon of warfare and as an agent of harvest. You are complete. Expect to hear, "This is my beloved child with whom I am well pleased." That is greater than the "well done" you will hear, because you will have identified yourself as my child in the earth. I will identify you as my child in the heavens.
I was complete before I breathed. I am complete before I compete. I am complete before I breathe. I am complete before I compete. Ocean.
I see Holy Spirit distributing gifts right now. You know His gifts. You have been asking Father for gifts. And you have the gifts of the Father. You may have the gifts of the Son, but tonight the Holy Spirit is distributing gifts again. Some of you already have the gift, but tonight He's giving you the double and the triple portion. Some of you have desired the gift, but did not have embraced the Spirit who activates the gift. Tonight He's given you the desire to activate the gift that you have desired. You are complete, and He is adding to your heavenly armor. The Lord would say to the intercessors in this region, "I am giving you a left hand and a right hand so that you can stand with those who have the right hand or the left hand. But I am going to remove a wall that the enemy has erected between the intercessors in this region. And I'm going to give you a gift of my presence that crescendos into exponential increase when the left hand and the right hand join together. I am going to give you the ability to prophesy one after another, and to make decrees and declarations that will not only crack the wall, but will break the foundation of darkness that has withstood the individual attempts of groups of intercessors in the past. For I am going to do a new thing that will confound your enemy when I bring unity to the heart of those who are sanctified in my name and by my word. And I will make you such a dramatic and dynamic force in this region that darkness will fear your coming in and your going out. I'm calling my intercessors into my throne room in a new way tonight. You will not be able to come in the old way in which you entered. the familiar will no longer work, for I am about to do the miraculous in place of the familiar. I am about to expose a spirit of divination in this region that has hidden even the agendas of the church and the governments. And I will have my sons and daughters walk in the agenda of heaven once again. There will be a shaking, but those who come in sanctified unity into my presence will not be shaken. I see as Dave is singing this. I see intercessors standing side by side with an angel in between them, and an angel in between the next one. That holy alignment, when we come together in sanctified unity, the Lord is assigning angels to be activated, not just stand and watch any longer, because you've come into that holy alignment.
We take holy alignment, Father, holy alignment. We say holy alignment is forming, holy alignment. Let holy is true humility, yeah. This is true humility. We align with your word, God. Who am I to agree or disagree or challenge? Oh, I will fall in line. I will obey. I will go your way. Stand to attention.
Father, we take this opportunity to pray into the alignment of the church, God. Once more, we pray into that word, oh Lord, that you would align the church in Rochester, oh God. Father, I pray that you continue to call her into the place where she should be, oh Lord. And Father, I pray that we would walk intimately with you. Jesus, you prayed, oh God, and said, let them be one as you and the Father and the Spirit were one. And Father, we say, Lord, let us be one as one church in Rochester, serving the broken in this region. Father, I pray that the intercessors would pray and they would travail and they would continue to fight and win many battles in the heavenly realms as they contend in prayer, that your presence would be manifest in our churches, oh Lord. Father, I pray that your presence would fall greatly and strongly and powerfully upon the children as well, oh God. Father, I pray that they would stand for righteousness. They would stand for justice. They will be immovable because of the power of your Spirit, oh God. Lord, I pray that we would know the truth of your gospel. We would know you, O Lord, and align ourselves with the beauty and the perfection of your word. Let us pray in your holy and mighty prayer answering name. And Lord, I pray that demons would tremble. People would be healed, O God. The deafened eyes or deafened ears would be open to hear and blinded eyes would be open to see the truth of who you are in the gospel, O God. Lord, I pray that your people would come in right alignment to your word, O God. That they could see us and know that there is a God in heaven that has sustained us in holiness, that has sustained us in righteousness, O God. Lord, we are hungering for the true manifestation of who you are, O God. We are hungering for your power to be manifested within us, O Lord, that we can be looked upon as a people that are peculiar, a people that are genuinely different, O God, not because we dress a certain way, but, Father, because we live according to your spirit, O God. Let your spirit reign in our churches, O God. Let us walk in the spirit, O God, that we would not gratify the lust of our flesh. Let the fruit of the Spirit be evident in our lives, O God. In your holy and mighty name, O Lord. We must see your power, O God. Rochester must see your power. The United States must see your power, O Lord. The world must see your power, O God. We are lost without you, O Lord. Lord, you said that when your church comes in a right alignment with you, O Lord, if we humbled ourselves and prayed, then you would show yourself strong. Lord, let us see the beauty of this holy alignment, O Lord, and not resist the will of your spirit, O God, in your holy and mighty name, O Lord.
Just shed now, just shed the old way of seeing, shed the old way of thinking, take on the Spirit. Take on the Spirit's perspective. Just shed the old way of seeing. Just shed the old way of thinking. And take on the Spirit. Take on His perspective. Oh. Take on His light. Take on His sight right now. He's releasing new eyes. He's releasing new hearts. He's refreshing and renewing. It's not a striving, but it is a receiving. Oh, He is releasing new eyes, new hearts, new thoughts. It's not a striving, but it is a receiving. He is pouring it out. You can receive. It's as easy as saying yes. It's as easy as opening your heart. So let Him open your heart. So let Him open your heart. And He will implant new eyes, new sight, new thoughts. Open up your heart. Open up your heart. And He will release. He will release that new sight. And you will see like never before. You will see like never before. With the eyes of love, you will see things you've never seen before.
As they were worshiping over us, I saw what looked like a pocket. But then as they sang more, I saw it was a big velvet bag labeled the church in Rochester. And the enemy was accusing the bride before the throne, saying that he had the right to sift and to turn out the church. Basically to displace her. And as they were singing, the Lord was pouring the character of Christ into His sons and daughters inside that bag. Despite all of the shaking of the world that was taking place on the bag, and when He convinced the Lord to turn the bag out, the Lord had prepared you and me to ambush the enemy. What the enemy thought he was doing by shaking and rattling and sifting to pour out, the Lord was adding in to each of us the piece of the character of Christ that we need to walk in the sanctified unity that will release His glory when we are released on the world. Do not fear the shaking that is about to take place. Do not listen to naysayers. Do not listen to the advocate of darkness. Do not listen to the prosecutor, but listen to the Holy One of Israel, who has already ordained the words that you are to speak, and He has now given you the character to speak His heart when you speak them. For tonight you are being activated in the authority of love by the Father, through the Son, in the Spirit. There is coming a unique love between brothers and sisters in the body of Christ in this region. Do not look for the label. Do not look for the tag. Look for the character of Christ and know that you are knit together in the heart of the Father.
God in motion, light my
can feel your heart now. Wrapping yourself around me, you're wrapping yourself around me. Your heart is unraveling me. You're wrapping me with your melody. Oh, I can feel you now. Oh, I can feel you now. I can feel you now. Oh, open me up more. Open me up, Lord. Hey. Open, God, like an alabaster box. Break me open, God, like an alabaster box. Oh, break me open now. Oh, break us open now. Father, that you would not only break us open, but you would break open this region. From every shell, from the shell of religiosity and unbelief, break this region open from the isolation and judgment, and bring us into unconditional love, unconditional surrender. The brotherhood of the Spirit. Break us open, God. Break us open, God. Break us open, God. Oh. Break us open, God. Break us open, God. Break us open, God. Oh. Break us open, God. Break us open, God. Break us open, God. We want to feel you. Oh, break us open, God. Break us open, God. Break us open, God. We want you. Spirit, just
told me to remind us that intimacy is a key ingredient in the heart of a warrior. And in this moment, we're in an intimate moment right now. He said, ask him for the thing you need. He knows the need. But in that intimacy with him, ask him to do. Ask and you will receive. Ask him to do that thing that you need. It's different for each of us. Get intimate with him right now. This is a year to apply his name, Adonai Rophe, Adonai Yuri, Adonai Shalom, Adonai Emkadesh, Adonai Sidkenu. What is it that you need, Father, to be? For he is I am. In the intimacy of his presence, ask for that portion of who he is to permeate spirit, soul, and body. Know that in days ahead, I am going to show you how to come to the Shabbat of my presence, even in the midst of tremendous warfare. For though your enemy would try to wear you out, I will take you in and release you into the victory of my shalom. I am your protection and your provision. I am your salvation and your peace. I will give you strategies in your rest time. I will take you to places where you will come away with me, and in that time away with me, I will reveal to you a portion of heaven that has been yet to be revealed. I will show you even the storehouses of my weapons that have not yet been released into the earth realm, so that you will understand that the accusations and assaults of the enemy cannot withstand my bride as she rests in me. know that there have been days in ancient history where I said the same thing to my sons and daughters, and they would not enter my rest, and they lost their war. Do not press into a battle that I have not pressed you into, but be ready to be propelled into the battle that I have prepared you for. For you will be a surprise agent of glory that the enemy will not be able to stop, because you've allowed me to refine your character in the place of rest. Where in the past others have accused my sons and daughters of being lazy in the rest, know that it is I who will sustain you, and I will give you words of great authority to undo the accusations of your accuser. You will not defend yourself, but I will defend you, because you have learned to come into the secret place of the shelter, under the shadow of my wings, and rest. For know that the strategy of war has always been dependent on what I am doing. And as you rest, I will show you my plans.
I want to pray into that, but I want a couple of you to help me with that. I want a few of you who know that there's tension either in the expression of the body of Christ that you represent, or even in your households and your families. I want just a couple of you to come up and to pray rest into the situation and circumstance, that those who know God find their identity in Him and to rest in Him, and allow Him to fight the battles for them and not to pick a battle that they ought not to pick. I'm a patient brother, so I'll wait here until they come up. I know there's many of you who know that there are situations that are challenging. Come in to pray into those situations and speak that into the air.
Thank you. We thank you for your rest. We thank you that we can abide in you. I thank you that you are the patient vine dresser, and that you take care of us while we abide in you. I thank you, Lord, that there is no wound that you cannot heal, that there is no brokenness that you cannot fix. Teach us, Lord. Let us be used to your hand. Let us be obedient children. Let us not feel that rushing, or, again, rushing off into battle without you just for the sake of fighting battles is not what you want us to do. Lord, give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of who you are, as it says in Ephesians. Let us not act rashly, but let us walk in the spirit and not in the flesh of our emotions, the flesh of our hurt. Let us make rational decisions as you've given us brains for. I thank you that our minds are a gift and it's a tool. And we hand them over to you, Lord, that our minds would be stilled by your presence and your Holy Spirit. Let us be obedient to spend time with you. These other things couldn't possibly be that important. Help us to realize that. Amen.
Yes, Lord, we thank you.
And so, Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, God. We thank you for your word. And We thank you that we take the fullness of your word, Father, because we know that you tell us that when we've done all that we can do to stand, that we should continue to stand. But sometimes, God, when we are in the midst of a battle, when we are being beaten because we are continually trying to stand, that it is okay for us to retreat. To call unto your name, Father God, to hide, to ask you to hide us under the shadow of your wing, that it is okay for us not to fight. Because your word tells us that you will fight for us. And so that we can open our hands, Father God, and let go of the situations that we are holding on tight to and trying to believe that we can open our hands and let it go and trust in you. That we can find rest. That we can find peace. That we can find trust. That we can find you. That we find belief and understanding who we are. And whose we are, and that your word and your promises are true for us in every situation. When our families seem to be failing, when our job seems to be attacking us, when our friends have seemingly turned their back on us, when our spouses have walked out on us, when our health is attacking us, that you are true. And even though it may look like we are surrounded, that we are surrounded by you. And we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for telling us that, like any child, we can crawl up into our Father's lap and rest our head on your chest and hear your heartbeat and let our hearts align with the beating of yours, God. And that in that beat, we find peace and we find security and we find love and we find you. Thank you, God. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for letting us know that we can open our hands and let it go, that we can trust you, that we can count on you, that you are who your word says you are. You are good. In Jesus' name.
Father, we the church repent. We repent of choosing not to rest in you. We repent of believing we have to come up with ideas and programs and stuff to do. We repent of that, Lord. We repent of being fearful of the holy silence that comes with your presence when we gather, and for thinking we have to say and we have to do and we have to perform. We repent of pleasing man first and not you, Father. We repent of not putting full trust in you when we're dealing with the fold in our churches and in ministry. We repent that we put our agenda ahead of your agenda, and that all of it keeps us from rest. All of it keeps us from rest. We repent from being in fourth gear when you want us often to be in neutral and to just give it all to you. We repent from feeling we have to run with things instead of walk with you alongside us. We repent for having fear that resting in you looks like we're not doing anything. We repent
Because of lack of rest, we've grown weary and tired, and some become burnt out. We repent of not doing the about face that you've been calling us to really sink into your rest. We repent for not trusting that when we rest to the level you're calling us to rest, that you fill us to overflow. Your ideas are better than our ideas. Your guidance is above agendas. We repent for not believing you can give us it all that we need when we surrender into the beauty of your rest. So, Father, tonight, change hearts, change mindsets, and let us feel that unction to rest when we're called, and when we're weary, and when we don't know what to do, and we're not sure of what it looks like. Let us heed to the woo of your call over our hearts and our minds, our wills and our emotions. And we give it to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Father God, we bless you. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for the truth of knowing who we are in you, Lord. And Lord, I pray that we rest in that truth. In this time of identity politics, in this time of black and white tension, in this time of Democrat versus Republican, Father God, let us be true and honest in our hearts and knowing that we are yours, Father God, that we represent you, Father God. Let us not fall into the temptation of arguments. Let us not fall into the temptation of disagreements, Father God, and misrepresenting who you are. Lord, give us a heart and a mind that knows who you are. Give us a desire to know you more deeply, Father God, so that there be no mistake that we are your children. There be no mistake who we represent, Father God, and there be no mistake who you are, Jesus. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, God, for the opportunity to just hide in you when things get tough. Hide in you when we are tempted, Father God. We ask this in your name, Jesus.
So, Father, with this, we seal this word, oh God. Lord, we say, let it happen as you say, oh God. Let your bride find rest at your breast, oh Lord. Let your bride find rest in you. Lord, help us to find comfort in our identity in you. Lord, we pray for every parent, every pastor, every authority, and every time we are tempted to put forth more of our own effort and energy when you have called us to rest, Lord, help us to be still and to know that you are God and that your plans, your purposes, your desires will not be thwarted. Lord, help us to know that you are who you say you are, the great I am over us all.
I'm done with striving, I'm done with pulling a very heavy weight. For your yoke is easy, your call is just right. Your own shoulders, I'm not alone, I'm not alone, I'm never alone, I never have to. you carry anything on my own, 'cause I'm never alone. I have the feeling that your burden is heavier than the universe, but the reason that it is so light, 'cause you are carrying it inside of us. Our connection is so much deeper, it's so much wider and higher and richer and fuller. It is more amazing than we've ever known. There's nothing you can't do. There's nothing you in that pew. There's nothing that you can't do when you're hooked up with Jesus. There's nothing you can't do when he whispers to you. There is nothing you cannot say. There is nothing you cannot do. There is nowhere you cannot go when you're connected. When you're simply connected and not striving in your own strength, it's so much easier than striving. But let's do the striving it takes to get into that place of rest. Just to get there, just to get there. Whatever it takes, whatever it looks like, no matter what anyone thinks, find that place of rest and the miracles will follow. Come with me into that place of rest, 'cause you are lovely, you are worth every cent, every drop of blood, 'cause I chose you, 'cause I knew you before you knew yourself. I said you were what I wanted with me. You are who I wanted with me. Before I laid the foundations of the earth, I said I want you with me. So come to that secret place, that cleft of the rock, in that hidden place, in that secret place, in that hidden spot. No matter what people say, no matter what your schedule says, your face is lovely and I'm wanting you. I find you more lovely than you have capacity to know. Nothing the enemy says impresses me, so you don't have to worry about those accusations either. You are more lovely, you are more worth than you know. Let me expand your heart. Let me expand your heart, so you know even more how much I love you. Let me expand your heart. It may take some shaking, it might take some doing, but just let me open your heart so you can know how much I love you.
It's so precious when Daddy sings over us. As he was singing over us, Holy Spirit said, "It is easy to fill to overflowing a rested vessel, so that I can send you and pour you out, so you can return and rest in me again." it is easy to fill a rested vessel. That's going to be one of our key strategies for warfare. Not complacency, not apathy, but rest.
Thank you.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of
So listen to what we are paving the atmosphere over the region with right now. This is the word the body of Christ is going to begin to walk on. The proclamation that we are making right now. We are family. We are family. We are family.
We are family. We are family.
matter what titles you have, husband, wife, father, daughter, sister, brother, your most important relationship in the family is his son and his daughter. Your second most, she's first and foremost my sister for all eternity. I get to call her my bride. You're my sister, you're my sister, you're my brother. We've got to begin to see us as Father sees us. We're not factions in a sandbox. We're his kids. He gave us strategies tonight the enemy doesn't want us to know about. Rest in unity. I don't know if you caught what he was doing in us tonight. But what we just sang went to the north, the south, the east, and the west for us to walk on. I truly believe when Jesus said to Peter in the midst of the storm, come, he walked into Jesus' reality, a completely different presence that allowed him to overcome the elements. Yes, he walked on water. So did I the other day, and I almost slipped and fell. You all walked on water the last couple days. But when we sang We Are a Family, it changed the environment for the body of Christ in this region. The next time you're challenged, just remind yourself, we are a family. We're sisters and brothers for all eternity. Now, as we go out tonight, one of the fun things about Adar is we get a double portion this year because it's a leap year in the Hebrew calendar. So we get 60 days to get it right, actually 59, but we get 2 months to get it right. But this is a month to take on more of the joy of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I felt the joy of the Lord when we were shouting and singing, we are a family. So we're going to go out with joy. I don't know what they're going to do to send us out with joy, but know that you have the authority of heaven in your heart and on your lips to speak everywhere you go. So, Lord, we send your sons and daughters into the appointments you have for them in this region and around the world to take the love of the Father, the family of God, and the authority of your kingdom everywhere they go. Lord, use them to shatter the darkness with your love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, 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 your love makes me sing.
Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me when I am surrounded, your love carries me. Hallelujah, 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 your love makes me sing. Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah.
Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising, all the joy that's growing deep inside of me.
Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah.